www.thebrightside.com.
After the hour, it's What's on Your Mind. I am not Scott Hennon. We have not done away with Scott Hennon. But he had to be off for the rest of this morning. He'll be back tomorrow. Don't worry. Coming up, we're going to talk about Giving Hearts Day in just a moment. 1.6 million and counting. Dakota Medical Foundation, Impact Foundation. Today, a big day because your donations are going to be matched. Today also a very big day because as you donate to a nonprofit today, when you donate on Giving Hearts Day, you can be confident that your money is going to go where intended. For those of you listening on KFIRE 550 coming up this afternoon, I'll be live from Control Central of Giving Hearts Day at the Ramada, what we've long called the Doublewood. They've changed names and some of us are still trying to keep up with that. But we're going to talk to the man who's gotten all this together in just a moment, Pat Treanor. But we've got a few folks who have held over. Sorry, we don't have Congressman Kramer. He did give us the hour. And I got to admit, we got to make sure that we use that hour wisely because we don't get all that much time with him. But I do want to give some other folks time to make their points known as well. It didn't get in, so sorry we didn't get you folks in. But Kathy and Bismarck listening to KFIRE 550, what's on your mind this morning?
Hi, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. My question to Congressman Kramer, and I am venting the same way as all the other people that have called in, frustration with our government and even with our congressman and our senator, Republican. I just don't think they're standing up for what North Dakota wants. But my question to Congressman Kramer was going to be that if John Boehner gets reelected this fall, if he is going to vote for him for Speaker of the House.
Okay, we'll pass that along to him. And, of course, he'll be on the town hall coming up next Wednesday, this coming Wednesday again, as we get it. We weren't able to do that this week. That was the original plan, but normally it is Wednesdays here on What's in Your Mind. So we'll be sure to add that to the list. Chad, listening to KFIRE 550 in Bismarck. Chad, what's on your mind this morning?
Well, it's unfortunate that I missed the congressman.
Try to get everybody in as as much as we can, but it's generous that he's able to give us a full hour. And that's because Lord knows he's got enough to do on his to-do list. But it's great to be able to have him on.
I guess I have a couple of questions. One of them is I wanted his position on the recently passed repairs and capitalization regs and the tax effect that's having on every small business in North Dakota is dramatic. And it's gone unheard of. It's not spoken about. It's just sliding right under the table. And it's really got me frustrated. Secondly, I'm a little bit frustrated or with his response to the one caller on what should you do, what should I do next, what should I do next. You know what? Maybe the guy is radical, maybe he's not, doesn't matter. But if I go to a doctor and he tells me the prescription's not working and then asks me what we should do next, I'm a little bit upset. This guy's the professional. We put him in office to deal with this situation, not to come back and say, yep, we found these problems, we don't know what to do next. That's just really a letdown to me. That's not what we have him there for.
Okay. Thanks, Chad. Appreciate the call.
Yep. Bye.
And don't forget the congressman will be back on Wednesday on What's in Your Mind. Jason, out in the Bakken on 1090, the flag. Jason, what's on your mind?
Good morning. Yeah, I wish I could have caught the congressman also. I guess with all due respect to the congressman, his comment about conservative entertainment is exactly what's wrong with these career politicians out there. You know, we elected them to represent us, the people. And if they can't do what their constituents back home are urging them to do, you know, we're in serious trouble, you know. I guess I don't know what else to say. You know, start the proceedings. Let's do something about this.
All right. Thanks, Jason. Appreciate the call. Jack in Fargo, AM 1100 The Flag. What's on your mind?
Good morning. I just want to reiterate what those other callers are saying. I had Kevin Cramer on your show talking to him. He said 100% that he will vote for John Boehner as Speaker of the House, unequivocal. And the previous caller, Mark Levin, is a patriot and a genius. We have to start by getting rid of Cramer, vote for Jack Seaman, U.S. House, and we have to get rid of Hovind and Heitkamp. We have to impeach them. It's the only way that's going to happen. God bless America.
Thanks for the call, dude. Appreciate it. 11 after the hour here on What's on Your Mind, 701-258-0550 or toll-free 1-800-228-0550. And at this point, let's bring in Pat Trainer, president of the Dakota Medical Foundation, Giving Hearts Day today. Pat, how are you?
I'm doing great. It's a great day already.
It is a great day already. I've been keeping the tally here and refreshing it to almost 1.75 million and counting for Giving Hearts Day today. We've been talking about it, but obviously not everybody is familiar with Giving Hearts Day. What's it all about?
So Giving Hearts Day is a 24-hour, it started at 12 this morning, 24-hour online give-a-thon. So you have over 230 charitable causes to choose from that are improving quality of life across North Dakota and Western Minnesota. So there's something really in there for everyone, Todd.
How did it all get started? Because this has really blossomed into something big, and something big doesn't start with something small to begin with.
You know what? This started with an idea of one of my staff members, Gina Pinovich. And she had this idea back in 2008. And she submitted it in January of 2008. We had the first Giving Hearts Day in January, and over $326,000 was raised that year with about 1,500 contributions. This past year, $3.7 million raised, about 180 charities, and 17,000 contributions made online during that day only.
Who's all getting helped by this? Because it's not really just helping like one organization, despite the focal point about Giving Hearts Day. It's actually helping a lot of folks out.
That's what's really great about the day, Todd, is that there's, you know, again, over 230 charitable causes. You know, you have groups out in Dickinson, groups in Minot, groups in Bismarck. We have Wahpeton, Jamestown, Valley City, Detroit Lakes, Grand Forks, Devil's Lake, Rugby. There's arts, there's education, there's health care, there's social services, there's poverty reduction. There's really something in there from every cause that you can imagine. And we've trained all these groups how to fundraise. We've put our seal of approval on them. There's an application process. You know, it's really, really grown. We have 50 more charities this year alone.
Giving Hearts Day today, how does somebody donate?
So it's an online give-a-thon, so they go to impactgiveback.org. That's impactgiveback.org. And, you know, what's become a lot of fun is to go to that site. Todd, did you refresh your site? How much money has been raised thus far?
I keep refreshing it. It just went over 1.75 million, 1,753,882 and counting.
That's just incredible.
We're just getting started today, too.
That's right. You know,
so
I've been
in the early stages here.
Absolutely. I got up and made my donations at 12:01 this morning just to make sure everything was working. So I'm a little
sleep deprived. That's a true fan right there. That's a true giver right there, waiting for that 12:01 mark.
Yeah, just a little sleep deprived here this morning, but we're riding on adrenaline.
Giving Hearts Day today. Go to impactgiveback.org, and if you want to keep up with us, you can refresh your screen as well, but I'm definitely going to keep it refreshed because we're over the 1.75 million mark. For those listening on K-Fire 550 this afternoon, the K-Fire Cafe is going to be live from Nerve Central as we keep you not only up to date on the latest tally, but also going to be talking to some of the folks who are benefiting from the big day today with Giving Hearts Day. And going to be talking more about Dakota Medical Foundation, Impact Foundation, and how it all got going. President of the Dakota Medical Foundation, Pat Trainer, our guest, discussing Giving Hearts Day today. And again, Pat, that website, one more
time.
That
website is impactgiveback.org, impactgiveback.org.
And the idea is to keep it all online today, right?
That's exactly right. You know, we have all sorts of awards, Todd. You know, first place, 15,000, second place, 10, that goes all the way to 10th place. We have awards for $500 for creative marketing. We have video awards for the most creative videos. We have businesses that have had their own competitions for the most creative videos, like Vision Bank has a video here in Fargo. We have a $500 award for the nonprofit that receives the most donations from North Dakota cities, from cities across the United States and states. We have the groups that have received the most $50 donations. Just a whole lot of excitement for the day, and all sorts of incentives and marketing going on. Because, you know, when you have 230 groups marketing, you really have a lot of awareness.
Pat, hold that thought. President of the Dakota Medical Foundation, Pat Trainer, Giving Hearts Day. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relaxed to zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council invites soybean farmers to the annual Northern Soybean Expo, Tuesday, February 18th at the Fargo Holiday Inn. Join us for a hot breakfast buffet at 8 a.m., followed by an exciting lineup of guest speakers. Presentations start at 9:45 a.m. with our keynote speaker, Peter Zion, who will provide strategic intelligence on global business, economic, and geopolitical affairs. Noted television host of U.S. Farm Report, John Phipps, will make the case that we are ready and capable of prospering in whatever future comes and that there will be many opportunities to consider. Senior agriculture meteorologist Drew Lerner will assess the status of the drought in the United States and detail the 2014 weather outlook for North America. Be sure to join us on February 18th for the Northern Soybean Expo at the Fargo Holiday Inn. For more information, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Manna Bosal here for Midas Resources. Today, February 6, 2014, gold opened at $1,262.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,308.92, $654.46 for a half ounce, or $327.23 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $1,308.92, $654.46, and $327.23.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for a free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
On your mind, 1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I'm the normally quiet in the corner, letting Scott have the spotlight guy, Todd Mitchell. Don't get too used to my voice being the one front and center, because I let Scott have the spotlight. Because basically, I've got a thing that goes on K-Fire 550 in the afternoon called the K-Fire Cafe, which later today will be live from Nerve Central for Giving Hearts Day. And we've got Pat Trainer, president of the Dakota Medical Foundation. Before we get to Pat, Got to make mention, too, of the oh-so-fun weather situation we have. No day in February in North Dakota around Valentine's Day. By the way, Valentine's Eve, have you taken care of that significant other yet? Because if you haven't, there is still some time. But time is kind of clicking off. You just might want to get that significant whoever taken care of. Just a thought. You don't want to end up in the doghouse as it gets this kind of cold and yucky. But meanwhile, we do have a blizzard warning in effect for a little while yet for the Red River Valley up until noontime today. As you go just a little bit to the west in the Eastern James River Valley, maybe. It's more of a winter weather advisory. And then basically the rest of the state, central and western North Dakota, it's really more of a situation of things just being windy and kind of cold and somewhat miserable. 3 in Bismarck, Mandan right now, the northwest wind at 17. Minot, you're at 1. Just a gentle northwest breeze at 3, not a big deal. Fargo at 7, and still some heavy snow. In case you're wondering, wait a minute, where's all this activity? And you're in the western two-thirds of the state. That's where it is. Northwest wind at 30, some heavy snowfall, and 7 in the Fargo-Moorhead area. So if you're headed that way, if you're thinking about going that way, you may want to rethink your strategy. You may want to wait just a little while. The travel alert does remain in effect for northeastern North Dakota with blowing snow and reduced visibility. Grand Forks, Drayton, Pembina, surrounding areas. Travel alerts, north central North Dakota, blowing snow. Minot in the surrounding areas. Southeastern North Dakota, travel alert. Jamestown, Valley City, Fargo, Wapton in the surrounding areas. You all have a travel alert there. Hopefully, what we have westward in central North Dakota will be able to spread your way, and we'll be able to get your normal travel routine underway instead of having to wait out a whole bunch of blowing snow once again. Oy. All right, on to something a lot more positive. Giving Hearts Day just topped the 1.8 million mark. Pat Trainer, president of the Dakota Medical Foundation, our guest as we discussed Giving Hearts Day here on What's in Your Mind. Pat, what is the Dakota Medical Foundation for somebody who doesn't know?
Well, Dakota Medical Foundation used to be Dakota Hospital in Fargo, and that hospital was sold back in the late 90s. So we're a foundation that exists to improve health and access to care. And one of our key strategies is to help nonprofits become exceptional at raising money for their mission. You know, you've heard no money, no mission. So we operate an institute to teach nonprofits really how to fish. So this is one of those days, you know, Giving Hearts Day, where, you know what, the rubber meets the road and folks are out there and they've worked all year to prepare for this by learning a proven system. And so it's did you refresh? Did you announce the most recent?
I did. 1.807 million. 1.808 million. And counting.
It's really been incredible. And I might add, you were talking about filling in. I'm sitting in Scott's chair here in Fargo.
Does that chair feel every bit as powerful as it sounds on the radio?
I do feel like I'm in Command Central.
Command Central. Careful with all those buttons because Lord knows what might happen with the world.
That's exactly. I haven't touched a thing.
So the Dakota Medical Foundation and the Impact Foundation, is Impact kind of part of what helps the other nonprofits, or what is that about?
Absolutely. So Impact Foundation is a partner foundation. We run the Impact Institute. We run that website, you know, that you make donations on, impactgiveback.org, where today folks can see over 230 charitable causes. So the idea was to have one place for folks to go to connect with charities. And again, there's something in there for everyone because there's so many charities listed. But the idea throughout the whole year is to give, volunteer, and connect. So there are all sorts of, you know, at any one time, there's more than 100 volunteer opportunities as well. But today is about giving and online giving. So it's this give-a-thon today that started at 12:01 and will end at midnight tonight.
And you might very well have been the very first person to have given since you were up at 12:01. I was up. I guess I didn't even think of it for some reason. 12:01 to me is still Wednesday, not Thursday, but I know the day changes over. I should know it. I did all night radio for years, so I should know better than that.
And, you know, the other thing about it is this is pre-Valentine's Day. You can send a card. You know, you go online, you make your donation, and you can send an email card to someone that you made the gift in honor of, in memory of, or just send them a special message that, you know what, today's Giving Hearts Day, and it's a good thing to give, and I just gave to my favorite charitable causes.
And there's a lot of causes that are benefiting from this. Normally, when you talk about a particular fundraiser, you're helping one organization. Not quite the case with what's going on today.
No, there's a ton to choose from. And in fact, this day has become one of the largest fundraisers for many of these organizations. So I'll give you an example of a group, St. Gerard's Nursing Home in Hankinson. So they've been involved with Giving Hearts Day since 2008. And in the past years up to today, they've raised over $260,000 on Giving Hearts Day.
It's fantastic. I know a lot of folks have been that are participating in Giving Hearts Day have emailed individually as well to a lot of their regular folks. This is not one of those times where if you give now, your phone's going to ring off the hook later, right?
That's exactly right. And you know what? With this weather the way it is, you know, people are inside. The one thing they can do instead of attending, you know, an actual benefit, they can make these things from the comfort of their home, from their business. They can make them with their mobile. So you're going to an event tonight. Everyone can make a gift from their cell phones.
And how does one make that gift today?
So people need to visit impactgiveback.org. That's impactgiveback.org. And they can pick from one of or many of 230-plus charitable causes.
$1,818,781.
Simply incredible.
Which is already an outdated number because I just refreshed and I know it's still counting.
Yeah, it's 1.819. On my screen at Command Central.
See, the more you hit refresh, the more the tally keeps climbing. Giving Hearts Day. The Dakota Medical Foundation, the Impact Foundation, yes.
Todd, one of the great statistics that from last year, over $1,800 given per minute throughout the day.
Oh, well, we'll be topping that, Pat. Hang on just a moment. More coming up. What's on your mind? Giving Hearts Day today. More coming up.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
If it's time for a Hurricane Force truck wash, but you ain't wasting the time, then the North Dakota Truck Wash is for you. The North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley wants you to know there's no waiting time between 6 and 10, a.m. or p.m. If those times work for you, you'll enjoy no wait times and a free engine wash at North Dakota's best truck wash, the Bakken's best, Hurricane Force, the North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley. Again, no waiting time between 6 and 10 a.m. or 6 and 10 p.m. at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Past the hour, it's What's on Your Mind. Coming to you live from the studios of K-Fire 550, I'm Todd Mitchell in solo for Scott Hennon today, who had to dash off over in the studios in Fargo at AM 1100 The Flag as we continue to talk about giving hearts to Pat Trainer, president of the Dakota Medical Foundation. Also, hello to our listeners in Minot on 910 KCJB out in the Bakken. In Tioga, it's AM 1090, The Flag, KTGO. In Dickinson, you're listening on a delay on 1460 KLTC. But don't forget, you can always participate any time at 1-855-200-1776 at option 1. The What's in Your Mind record line will grab your comments and make use of them on the next upcoming show, or if it's for a particular guest. Next logical upcoming opportunity, 1-855-200-1776. You could also email anytime studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com. So you've got those ways to get a hold of us. And of course, on K-Fire 550, the What's in Your Mind replay after 7 p.m. Central. In case you ever miss the show, you can always catch the show. But if you're trying to call the show during that time, you can. At 1-855-200-1776, option 1, and leave your comment or email studio at whatsyourmindradio.com. Speaking of that record line, we do have a voicemail ready to roll. Shane, go ahead.
Hi, I have a question that I would like to have asked Congressman Kramer regarding impeachment, and maybe this would address his argument that it wouldn't do any good. Wouldn't it force the conversation so that the American people could hear the grievances and the Senate themselves could hear the grievances, the articles of impeachment? You know, we do have a president that was elected, like Kevin said, a year ago, but I think the people need to have that conversation and understand the grievances, and maybe this would swing the electorate. I think impeachment's important. I think it should be used in this case. Thanks.
All right, appreciate that call. 1-855-200-1776, option 1, or email studio and whatsyourmindradio.com. And Representative Kevin Kramer will be back, at least is scheduled to be back. I guess it all depends on the Washington weather and what what might happen as well. Things get just a little... Well, there was supposed to have been a Senate committee meeting on rail safety. That's been postponed. That was supposed to have happened later this afternoon, and that, too, has been postponed. They postponed things a little bit more quickly, perhaps, in the Mid-Atlantic and the East Coast than we might in North Dakota. We're just going to have to bear with the folks out there. Meanwhile, another big day today, Giving Hearts Day.
They don't get any bigger than this. In fact, I got to get back and hit refresh another time. Pat Trainer, president of the Dakota Medical Foundation, with Giving Hearts Day today, impactgiveback.org, and $1.864 million and counting. Pat, who's all getting help today?
Over 230 charitable causes are getting help today. So they're doing good work in arts, in healthcare, in the homeless situation, concerts, children's issues, children's mental health, all sorts of charitable causes on impactgiveback.org. And these organizations serve all across North Dakota and western Minnesota. So it's really been a spectacular day as you keep refreshing. It's just I think it's gone up 200,000 since we've been on this program.
Giving Hearts Day is something that's kind of got its roots in the Fargo area. Isn't as well known as you get out to the western part of the state. For those who are a little bit new to Giving Hearts Day, take us through what happened to make it what it is today.
So 2008 was the first year, and we started with 40 nonprofits. And this, as I said earlier, was an idea of one of our staff people. And we've got a great team that put this together. And we work with the nonprofits throughout the year, so it's been building each year. So we added 50 more, you know, which brings it to over 230 this year, just from last year. So it's pretty significant. And again, we work with a group, Jim and Scott Holdman, that train the groups how to become exceptional at fundraising and at producing results for the people of this region. Because, you know, every nonprofit is working on certain issues, whether it's health and healthcare, you know, whether it's prevention of some sort of health issue like chronic disease, whether it's homelessness. You know, there's a cause in there for everyone, but we're trying to help these groups really address these issues much more effectively than they could in the past. And so money is one of those areas where groups really need to understand how to have an approach that's really efficient and effective at fundraising. So that's really what's happened, and it's just grown because people have really seen how successful it's been. And so nonprofits really want to become involved in this event and to understand how to fundraise.
That's one of the things people sometimes have a fear of giving money to a nonprofit, because some of the stereotype, the illusion you get in your head, and oftentimes it is true, most times it's probably not, but you want to make sure that money's actually going to do what you want that money to do, and you're not paying for a bureaucracy or for somebody to go on a luxurious vacation in Costa Rica or something like that or whatever. You can have some confidence in where your money's going today.
Absolutely. All these organizations have a board of directors. You know, there's an application process, so we really have the Good Housekeeping seal of approval on a local level. You know, we know the boards of directors, they sign off, you know, on the application. These organizations are really run by representatives in each one of these communities that's represented.
The homework's been done. Everybody's been vetted on this. It's not just, you know, hey, get your organization on the list and we'll put you on Giving Hearts Day today, right?
That's absolutely right. And again, we're working with these groups throughout the year, helping them adopt and learn the fundamentals of really effective fundraising, effective and ethical fundraising. So it's, and again, these donations, many of these donations are matched today. So the organizations actually go out and raise matches that are in addition. You know, Dakota Medical Foundation is not able to provide a match for every one of these groups. So these groups go out and raise more money in matches than we can provide. So it's really grown that way too, Todd, which has been great, because people in the community have said, hey, this is a great cause to support, and we're going to put up the match for this organization. So you have businesses stepping forward, foundations stepping forward, and individuals stepping forward for these charities, because each one of these charities has to raise a match ahead of time.
I'm guessing by the time we get to the top of the hour, we're going to be well past the 1.9 million mark, 1,883,736 already. ImpactGiveBack.org, Pat Trainer, president of the Dakota Medical Foundation, our guest on What's in Your Mind. Giving Hearts Day today. When you go to ImpactGiveBack.org, you'll see the tally. You'll see a big button, donate now. And, Pat, as you hit that button, boy, do you have a big list of folks that you can help out.
It's incredible. You know, today, this year, we actually had the governor issue a proclamation. That's one of the new things this year. So February 13th, the governor issued a proclamation that this is officially Giving Hearts Day today. And, you know, some days it's on Valentine's Day, but this year it's on Thursday because Thursdays are better days for online give-a-thons. But, you know, what a nice endorsement and attested by Al Jager, our Secretary of State. So pretty exciting that our governor be involved.
Absolutely. Why wonder why Thursday would be the big day to do it?
You know, the studies show us, Todd, that Fridays are not good days to do this, the online giving types of programs. So we really struggled with that because the whole idea is to give with your heart, you know, on Valentine's Day. But it you can send those cards today, and we all decided together, you know, we polled a significant number of nonprofits that were involved last year. So we chose Thursday just because the research indicated it would be a better day.
Who are the biggest folks that have been helped out with this? Like last year, for example.
Last year, for example, First Choice Clinic raised north of $250,000, and that doesn't even include the match. It's been quite incredible. And I don't know if you have that list in front of you, Todd, of some of the ones from the prior years. I can tell you that there's groups that have raised, you know, since 2008, you know, well over $500,000 just on this one day only, and that it's become really the largest fundraiser for more than half of these groups involved.
The ones that have been more successful, what are you seeing them, or is there work that they are also doing to supplement what's going on with Giving Hearts Day that's paying off for them?
Well, I really think that, you know, one of the things that we are teaching in the Institute is to develop a relationship with your donors. So you really have to have a relationship with your donor. And one of the key parts of that is to make sure that we're continually saying thank you and truly appreciating our donors. And those donors will really stick with the organization if they feel that they're making a meaningful difference. And then secondly, to show the impact of what you're having, you know, on people in the community so that every dollar really counts in terms of, you know, how many homeless folks are we serving and how can we help these folks get onto independence? And, you know, I think these groups are doing a really, really good job articulating the work that they're doing and the solutions really that they're providing on the ground in the communities across North Dakota and Western Minnesota.
ImpactGiveBack.org, Giving Hearts Day, at $1,895,061 and counting, and you can make your donation ImpactGiveBack.org. Click on Donate Now, and you'll be able to pick to whom you'd like to donate. 1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Terry, in my not listening to K-Fire, wow. But you like KCJB, too, right? I mean we love them both, so.
I'm just working up here. I don't really.
Okay. Yeah. Terry, you're frustrated about politics. Why are you frustrated?
Everybody's frustrated about politics, and I want to share a little story that might give everybody the solution. When you had a problem and you went to your dad, what did your dad say? He said, follow the money.
Terry, hang on. Let's get the rest of this out of the break here. We got a hard break coming up in a moment. More coming up. What's on your mind? ImpactGiveBack.org, and we'll have more on Giving Hearts Day as well, and your calls coming up on What's in Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Got a bucket list?
head to the Max Hardware Bucket Sale. Grab a Max bucket, then fill it with everything that fits for 15% savings. Fill your bucket with tools, hardware, nuts, bolts, screws, chain, rope, and more. If it fits, you save 15%. The Bucket Sale. Now at Max Hardware. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max. Offer excludes Carhartt, DeWalt Power Tools, and Max gift cards.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
$1,925,501 and counting. No, that one wasn't the one I gave, because I'll be giving more than one, and I just haven't logged in yet. Too much going on. ImpactGiveBack.org on Giving Hearts Day. More coming up. Apache Sprayers. It was nice to see you guys at the KFY Radio Agri International the last couple of days at the Bismarck Civic Center. And thanks to everybody who stopped out, everybody who managed to grab a piece of Lake of the Woods Pie Company pie on Tuesday. What a great idea that turned out to be, unless, of course, you're person number 201 and you thought the pie was actually going to last for 2 hours, because I knew that would not be the case. By the way, I'm Todd Mitchell. It's What's in Your Mind, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Apache Sprayers, the only sprayers with a standard 5-year warranty. Fuel efficiency, no other sprayer provides the fuel efficiency as the Apache Sprayers. Apache sprayers are lightweight, less compaction on your ground. With their mechanical drive system, results in a more rugged machine and makes the Apache sprayers more easy to maintain. High Plains Apache models from 750 gallons to 1,200. Booms up to 132 feet. That will help cover some ground for you. High Plains Apache, see your authorized Apache sprayer dealer today in Mandan. Or High Plains Apache and Frontier, check them out. 51 past the hour, it's What's in Your Mind. It's Giving Hearts Day, 1 million, almost 2 million. We're going to talk more with Pat in just a moment. Terry's frustrated about politics, working up in mind, not listening to K-Fire 550. Terry, thanks for holding on through the break.
No problem. Remember my last statement was follow the money? Let's do
that.
Okay, I'll relate a little story. If I have any talent, the talent might be to take complicated things and put them into their simplest forms. Okay, we have a little island out there. There's 10 people living there, and they're all getting by real well. They trade a pig for X amount of chickens. They trade one person helps fix up another person's hut for another, you know, for a reciprocal trade. And things are going real well, except for one little thing. They have a few issues, but they work it all out. All of a sudden, one day, a man rose up to the island, and he says, you know, if you guys had some money, this could be a whole lot simpler. You could divide up your pig into so many dollars, your chicken into so many dollars, and things will work a lot better. And they thought, well, that's a good idea. Let's give that a try. So the banker gave these guys $1,000 apiece. There's 10 guys on the island. And they did this stuff, and it worked out real well. They thought, well, this is sure a neat idea. And then a year later, this banker rolls up on the island again, and he says, how's that working for you? And they say, oh, we're just great. We kind of like it. You know, we can divide this all up, and we got our $10,000 on it. Well, he says, I got into a little issue. He says, you know, I'm going to charge you 10% for using this money, so now you owe me $11,000. But the people on the island say, well, there's only $10,000 on the island. Well, we got a problem here, don't we? So I got a solution for that. I'll borrow you some more money. And so we did. And welcome to the land of Oz. Just take those people and those 10 people and we'll make them 300 million people and we'll make that island a little bit bigger. And now we have the U.S. of A. And it's the same thing here. The banker Rothschild, you know, the Federal Reserve is owned. It's a private corporation and all this interest comes out. And that's things that people have worked for. And they go and give it to some people that just sat down and created money out of thin air. They have a checkbook, but they don't have a checking account. So they just write out a check, and they give it to the federal government, and it turns into money. And that's a neat deal. If my wife had that, we would never have to worry about money. Matter of fact, Rothschild himself said, if you take everything away from us, we will in a few short years get it back as long as we have the power to create money. So there's our problem.
Well, we need more magicians, Terry. That's what we need. We need more magicians. Thanks for the call, Terry. Appreciate your call today. Giving Hearts Day at almost 2 million. Pat, thanks for your time today. One more time, how do we give today?
So we go to impactgiveback.org. And we pick from one of over 230 charitable causes. And if I could end with just letting people know how grateful we are for all the folks that care and that care about things going on in their community and improving quality of life across North Dakota and Western Minnesota. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
ImpactGiveBack.org, the tally at 1.95 million and counting. I'm Todd Mitchell, and on K-Fire 550 this afternoon on the K-Fire Cafe 3 till 5, we're going to be at Nerve Central for Giving Hearts Day and talking more about all that. Pat, you gave it 12:01. You must have been about the first one.
I've been up a long time, and it's been loads of fun, Todd. Thanks for having me, and it was great to sit in Scott's chair.
Yeah, enjoy. Make sure somebody get a selfie of you in that chair there, because it's not every day he gives that chair up to somebody.
I will do that.
Thanks a lot. We do appreciate you coming in. Pat Trainer, President of the Dakota Medical Foundation on Giving Hearts Day, ImpactGiveBack.org. What's in your mind? Coming up tomorrow, Governor Jack Dalrymple will be on the show. And if you got a question, you don't even have to wait. 1-855-200-1776, option 1. 1-855-200-1776 or studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com. And yes, Scott Hennen will be back tomorrow. Okay, I'm going to give him the microphone tomorrow. What's on your mind? Thanks for checking out the show today.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weefall on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, USSND.com. Donate today at USSND.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.